Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
On YouTube. It's just one of many where I lay out how they're going to get control and have the global lockdown and how they're going to get us to accept through coercion the inoculations, but legally won't make you do it because metaphysically that breaks a rule. That's why they want to have children have the age of consent for medical stuff, sex, you name it, like six. They also want us to have laws because God looks at laws that we pass, and when we pass evil laws, we get really judged when it's official. They like to put the Satanism in writing and burn it into granite. And then I just got some good Millie Weaver news. I didn't want to get into it until I learned what was happening with her court case in Ohio, outside of Akron. So I've got some good news that I'll tell you about coming up, start of the next segment. You know, I really try to give you guys accurate information. And the reason I was flummoxed when this happened is it was like being hit by a truck you didn't know was coming. It was bizarre, couldn't figure it out. And I figured out what's going on now. And it gives me a headache. But it's just the crazy climate that's going on in this country and how crazy things have gotten. But they were arrested for something that was petty and her mother said wasn't a big deal, a scuffle and a phone getting broken. 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And then because she's a reporter that does work for us, they did go pretty much arrest her and throw the book at her to have that headline, InfoWars contributor. But in a way, God works has made the film get bigger. Lord works through mysterious ways, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. But I'll give you details of that coming up. Here's part of this report. Alex Jones warns us about COVID-19 years ahead. Here it is. Well, I've always said about the Ebola outbreak that I believe the first big plagues of the 21st century, cell phone brain tumors, that'll be covered up, all the neurological disorders from vaccines, that'll be covered up, as a practice of how they manage covering things up as it actually reduces the population. But then they'll have big events with Ebola or mousepox, I've predicted, and now we're seeing Ebola, that'll wipe out hundreds of thousands, then millions. Then they'll put in a medical tyranny with forced inoculations around stopping that to actually weaken us and get us ready to release a pathogen that only kills those of us that already had the binary GMOs or vaccines in us, so that when the other part is introduced, a binary weapon is where it needs two or more things to activate. And that's the only weapon they'll deploy against us. It's something they've already tested, they've already mutated, they already know the chain of mutations is going to go through, so that it will have a computer-modeled effect, so they can be ready. And again, the average person involved will know nothing. It'll be modeled and managed to test some sub-plagues that only kill 5 million, 10 million, 20 million ahead of a mega weapon that'll then later be released that'll kill 90% of the population. And that's what the globalists and all their publications say is 90% what they're going to whack. When you get deeper into their documents, they go, well, really humans are a disease. Only a few elite will be allowed to live. We'll merge with machines and be God. And you can't have too many gods. So in a lot of their documents, if you read deeper, they even talk about there being one being that comes out of this survival of the fittest social Darwin mega race. And so there can be only one God. Kind of comes down to that, and that's the point we've now reached. Now, whether this is all real or theoretical, the point is the elite are open about their religion. This is their holy grail. This is their brass ring. This is their goal. This is their promised land. This is what they want to do. And so anyone that ignores this does so at insane levels of peril. Because once you know their master plan, then everything makes sense. And no matter how bad the tragedies are or how many they kill, we're just unconscious animals. We're just a plague hurting the earth. They're the guardians of the galaxy. They're the guardians of the earth. And they know best in the end. And they are going to attain this godhood. they are going to achieve Elysium. And then once they've achieved Elysium, the golden fields of the demigod, they will then take the fire.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, let me tell you what's coming up in this hour. I'm going to cover the news. There are videos coming out, so many of them. They're on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But when I go to Paul Joseph Watson's Twitter, or I go to Mike Cernovich's Twitter, or I go to Andy Ngo's Twitter, or any of those, I mean, you can watch it for hours. White people being drug out of their vehicles and beaten up, shot, and killed. Mainly by white people showing off in front of black people. And I'm not defending black people doing this. I'm just, it's crazy. And literally trying to jump in front of people's trucks. And they beat up the guy's wife, and then they act like they're helping her. I mean, I laugh, not because it's funny. I laugh because I don't want the trouble if I come up to some checkpoint and they start beating my vehicle, trying to pull me out of it. But I mean, if you got a weapon, you're doing that. I'm going to defend myself. And these evil people have no chivalry, no decency. And look, that's a man attacking a middle-aged woman who's crying and begging for help from behind. Begging, trying to get in the car with her husband. He runs in fear, and the media is calling this the new Charlottesville. And I said they corralled those cars in there to caused Charlottesville and probably made that guy run over that poor lady that died. And they sued me for that. Because I said Soros was funding the whole thing, trying to create a clash. The University of Georgetown, the Vatican, is trying to put us out of business. And I only say that so you realize the level we're at. You know, Roger Stone could have snapped his fingers and been paid any amount of money to make up stuff about President Trump, but he was honorable and didn't. And then you never see the enemy stop trying to get Roger. They're so angry at him for getting Trump to run and advising Trump and getting me in on board with Trump. And boy, Roger Stone is really a Christian now. He was brought up a Christian. What is it? I think it's like Eastern European and Sicilian parents, but is that from Hungary or something? The point is that Roger calls me up now and starts praying with me on the phone. And he's not a fake guy when it comes to people calling people up at home. That's good. He's got Holy Ghost fire now. They're really pissed. So a lot of stuff's going on. But I spent the whole first hour on Bill Gates and reading the latest interviews he's given. It's bad, man. Wow. It's exactly what we knew they'd do. It's They're never ending this lockdown, folks. And it's going to cause, it already has caused a depression, and it's going to get so bad, and you're being taught that you're obsolete, that you are non-essential. And it's their whole plan unfolding exactly as they said they do it. And so I know what comes next. And that's why they want us off air. So let me do this segment, and I'll give you the Millie Weaver update. Next segment, then I'll get into all the other news. And the mass exodus away from both the East and West Coast. But I do need to do this because I didn't do this last hour. I have three new specials, and I've been so busy that I never cut them, never cut ads for them. And I get so fatalistic about how bad things have gotten that I kind of buy into their propaganda and stop even worrying about this place being here in the future when it's more important than ever that we stay here and we be here. So they came to me a few weeks ago and they said, listen, you are doing specials that are too big and you're doing free shipping and all this, and it's bringing in a bunch of money, but not a lot of extra funds to fund things. And so I just said to the guys, I said, well, I've habituated everybody to, you know, want to have these super great deals, and we don't put enough markup in it that when we do this big a discount, it brings in enough money. So I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying these are really important products. These are really great products. The water filtration, the air filtration, the storable food, all of it you need. The books, the DVDs, the films, all the gear on the site is really first rate. We put bumper stickers in all the orders. And so all I'm saying is, you know, don't give your money to Jeff Bezos and do your shopping there. Do it with us and actually get things that are really great. Fish oil has been sold out for months. It's back in stock. It's the highest grade fish oil we can get. And the process of having any mercury in it removed, that is extremely expensive. It costs, I mean, we buy the top-of-the-line fish oil that they sell in medical clinics. It's not prescription, but people aren't going to, you know, people aren't going to pay $100 at the store for super high-quality fish oil that they're trying to turn into a drug. It's so effective for what it does for your body, your heart, your brain, everything else. Well, we don't put the 5x markup or the 4x markup like the doctor's office does, you know, that sells the vitamins and the high-end minerals. We do a 200% markup, and then everybody wants a discount, and then discount it, you know, and make 100%. But then with free shipping, it's less than that. And on some of these, it's a bigger deal than that. So these are really high-end, high-quality. I mean, I just thought people want super high-quality, high-end, at a price that is what mid-grade vitamins and minerals are, because you do get what you pay for. I mean, you go take that stuff they sell, multivitamins for $10 at the store that says it's all the vitamins and minerals, and if you read, it's synthetic. And that's how they have studies out going, vitamins cause people to have heart attacks and liver failure. Well, yeah, because they're not vitamins, but they have approval by the FDA and the government to put it out when it's a synthetic vitamin. That's crazy. Our vitamins are not synthetic. So, 8-pack power stack, I thought would be the best seller ever. It costs us, well, all said and done, like $30 a box for these. 13 pills a day. You won't forget. It changes people's lives. It's amazing. We're not going to reproduce this when it sells out in just the next month or so, 2 months, because it's so expensive and it's such an investment, and I had to totally discount it almost to cost to move it. Now everybody's buying it. But I just can't. Okay, it's gone. 8-pack power stack and survival shield X2 combo. X2 is now back in stock. The original liquid, not the spray bottle. It's back in too. 60% off. Heart and body combo. Extendawise. It's amazing for the heart and cardiovascular. And Vasobeat also does the same thing together. 50% off. Extendawise is selling out fast. Survival shield X2 nascent iodine. Back in stock. 50% off. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 33% off, because it's just, I said 50% off. He goes, we don't make any money, Alex. You can't do that. Just tell them and explain it. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 33% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off the spray bottle. Prostaguard, amazing. Great zinc, high quality zinc. Great saw palmetto. It's not just good for men, it's good for women. I mean, the government even let, the FDA even lets people say saw palmetto is good for prostate health because it's just a fact. I mean, medical doctors tell you to take it. What do you think it does for glands in women, too? It's just been documented with men. You need it. 33% off, back in stock. Krill oil. 17% off, selling out fast. It's even better than the fish oil, I'll tell you. But it gives you stinky burps. Because here's the deal. It's not pasteurized. They take fish, boil them down, render them down, krill. It's a bunch of crap. It still has a great effect, but it's all cloudy. It's not red. And good krill's red, folks. And if you take fish oil and it doesn't give you the burps, it's not good. You take krill oil, it doesn't give you fish taste, which I don't like. But I sleep better. I feel better. I'm always forgetting to take it. When I take it, my life's so much better. It's good for adults. It's good for children. Krill oil, 17% off, selling out fast. Alexa Pure Breeze, $149 plus free shipping, lowest price ever. This is sold for $250, $300 everywhere else, but his business plan, the way it works, is a couple times a year he dumps them on us in his business plan with his board or whatever so that they order more, and it's how they do it. I don't know why we get the best deal, but they just love us. That is absolutely free shipping, $149. You cannot get a better ion filter anywhere even near that. It's ridiculous. Plus, free shipping on all of these specials. Oh, I forgot that part. At InfoWarsStore.com. So we did add that on there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this August 17th, 2020, Monday transmission, 77 days out from the election. I intend to open the phones up in the third hour ahead of Gerald Celente in the fourth hour in the war room with the vaunted Owen Schroyer. All right, let's get into the Millie Weaver situation. I don't take advantage of events that take place for an agenda I have. I just go with what I really believe the truth is. And I got blindsided on Friday because Millie had said she was ready to come out with a film that Saturday. And I understand films get behind. That's great. She's made a lot of documentaries. I was sure it was going to be interesting. We'd been promoting it here on air, running trailers for it. I hadn't seen it. But she said, I need more time. I said, take weeks if you need it. I said, it's not my film. I mean, I fund you guys, but you're freelance. And I didn't really know everybody in their film, but I had one lady that's in the film on about election fraud in Kentucky that Millie got on. She seemed, you know, informative and interesting and well-spoken. And there was clearly fraud in Kentucky. So this is great. People in this film haven't seen it. And then I'm coming into the show. Well, let's go back. Millie starts calling me saying, hey, this Patrick Berge guy that's in the film, he's in Austin. And I said, okay, well, I'll have him on. Let me know when the film's ready. Let me see the film. So I know what I'm talking about, or send me some clips of the film, and then we'll set you up, and he can be in studio. Well, nothing happens on that Wednesday, Thursday, and then she calls me in the morning. I'm working out. I don't answer. But she's saying, hey, Patrick Berge's in town. You ought to get him on. And I call Daria up, the producer, and I say, hey, you know, see what's going on with this. Is she ready with the film? Can I see it? When's it coming out? We don't know. I come in to do the show a couple hours later, and they come in right for the show, and they go, Millie Weaver's been arrested. We're getting the video. I go, arrested? What the hell? In Ohio. Yeah, she's been SWAT teamed. That's what the internet was saying. So I go in there and say, oh, she's been SWAT teamed. I hadn't seen the footage yet. It wasn't SWAT team. They came, you know, and then it looked fake because the cops are like, oh, Gavin Wentz, your husband, and we want you too. And no, we're not going to give it to you. And I'm like, okay. Then the internet starts saying, I faked this for this film. I've never seen the film. I don't make money off the film. It's free. Millie does her own thing. I'm not distancing myself from the film. I don't know what's in it. I'm just nice promoting it, trusting my, you know, correspondents. And boy, has Millie done a lot of great work over the years. She's been doing stuff with us for over 8 years. And so I'm on air and they go, hey, the guy's at the door here. So I to talk to him, and he's looking kind of freaked out talking to me. Like, he's like, InfoWars, that's where I come from. That's there. I'm like, well, who do you think runs it? Who's in charge? Well, I think Roger Stone is. This is off air in here with me. I'm like, dude, Roger Stone can't figure out how to work his cell phone or Skype. Are you joking? I mean, he's a smart Politico guy. He helped Trump get the black vote. But, I mean, that's what we did. Something we really did help deliver was the truth about Trump and decriminalization of marijuana and minimum sentencing and stuff. And so I think this is people in over their head is what I think, because he was in here and I'm like, dude, Roger Stone's not involved in your shadow net deal. Come on. With General Jones. And there's no proof of that. No evidence. They just say that. They just say it. And I kind of got off on a rabbit trail. I don't care if they got something wrong in the film. I've seen it now. There is government propaganda going on. This is part of it. It's a good report. I like the film. It's gotten a lot of publicity, a couple million views on YouTube where it got taken down, which is wrong. We have it at Bandot Video posted. So then that guy leaves, and I don't know, the next day he comes out and says all this stuff about me that I'm bad, that I'm like, you know, because I was saying, well, maybe they got her because there's something secret in the film. Because I was thinking they came and got her like everybody else because of the film. Then I talked to the family and others and found out it was nothing. Their mom, a fight over a cell phone, a cheap cell phone at that broke. She filed a report about it because she left California to come there during the COVID lockdown. And people get arguments with their parents. I mean, I got a good relationship with my parents. I still get arguments with them sometimes. Hell, if I live with them at this age, we probably have more than words. It's just, you know, you don't live with your parents. Things go sideways, and especially when you're old and got kids. And so I found out the whole story that it was just a little bit of an argument. A phone got broken. She filed a report. So clearly, they came out there because it's InfoWars, and they wanted to say, because they're Democrats, InfoWars correspondent, domestic violence, burglary, and all this stuff, and it's overblown, and it's a fraud. I don't think it was to stop the film, because it didn't stop the film, and the film was supposed to be out 5, 6, 7 days before. I mean, if they did that, boy, the deep state did a perfect job to then go hype something up. That's why people thought I must have hyped something up, or that I must have masterminded this, because why would you have the cops right there when they're supposedly just going to release a film? I don't know when they were going to release the film, but what really got to me was how the guys here in town waiting to come on my show, and then I've never sent the film. And I'm told, oh, technical problems, we'll get a copy to you, whatever. I usually watch something before I talk about it, especially if I financed it. And then to find out Roger's implicated as a kingpin in it with no evidence, that kind of hurts, you know? See, that's more evidence of how I'm an insider and I'm bad. That, you know, Roger Stone secretly, you know, works for Obama or whatever. So I'm not mad at that guy. I'm not mad at the Tory lady, any of these people. The internet can go research these folks for themselves, figure out what they think about the whole deal. That's why I'm hands off with Paul Watson or Millie Weaver or Caitlin Bennett. You can ask any of these people. Very little feedback. As long as they're putting good material out and fight the New World Order, I just support them. And they say InfoWars is our sponsor, and we get great content to fight the New World Order. I'm the opposite of the deep state. Totally hands off, not hands on. Until a point I get with people, things get a little too weird, then I just decouple. But the good news is, and I can tell you this now, as I just talked to the folks that are there with her in Ohio, and they are there at the courthouse, and the CPS is not taking the kids right now. They're still going to be investigating them, and they have some good lawyers, thanks to listeners out there and your support. And they are going to be released any time now, and so that's certainly good news. But what happens when information warfare is so big and fighting the globalists is so big, high school stuff kind of breaks out with films and filmmakers and people that are in films. It's like Hollywood drama. And that's not what we do. We're not drama. It's why I don't even sell films anymore. I just finance a lot of other people's documentaries. I just support people with cold, hard cash that you send to us buying products. And I just pump it out to as many people as I can, and I try to do as much as I can. You know, I financed a lot of the big films exposing the child kidnapping rings, and you financed that. And a lot of people that I've just asked, I don't want credit. Like I tell people, I say, you don't need to put me in the credits. It's not about that. And I'm not like George Soros. I don't have that much money, but $50,000 here, $100,000 here, $20,000 there, $10,000 here, you know, that really does the trick for people that are doing legitimate work. But I've noticed, stay completely out of their process, stay completely out of it, because people becoming famous and people interfacing and people being leaders is hard. And the globalists come in and they try to sabotage and they try to do all this stuff. You know, it's like, I want to embrace the Q people and believe it's all real and good folks, but you know, they're like, Jones, you're going to get it for the child kidnapping rings. And we pioneered exposing it. Or, yeah, you ought to support Millie more. You turned your back on her. Yeah, bought him an RV, fund him $100,000+ a year. I'm just a horrible person. And then it's just some guy I've never met in my office in an outfit with a 45 jacket on. When he leaves, that guy's a New World Order. I'm the good guy. I'm the good person. I expose the Roger Stone. It's just like, or it's worse. I don't know. So that's the Millie Weaver thing, and I don't know how long this relationship's going to continue. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Video about a year and a half ago because we were banned off YouTube, banned off Twitter, banned off Facebook, and the site's had some hiccups, but it's been working really good for a while, knock on wood, because we had to move it to gigantic, very complex server systems, because some days it's getting up to 8 million visitors, 8 million videos clicked on, watched. Most days, it's 2 million. And that's good. In fact, those are old numbers. Most days now, the average is about 4 million. And so you're spreading the word, and a lot of new people are finding the truth. That's why Twitter, starting last Friday, began to put a notice saying this is dangerous hate speech. this is dangerous material, don't click on it. But I think that actually increases the clicks because people are like, stop telling me what I can and I can't do. So I didn't put Shadowgate immediately up Friday. Because like I said, it was just like, bam, the police are there. Is it something in the film? Remember the guy that took the photo on the submarine and just inadvertently showed a little part of the engine room and got put in prison? So I obviously wanted to watch something before I did a review or before I did it, but it just all happened where that didn't happen. And it got rushed out. And the whole thing just felt weird. It felt weird to everybody else. Like, what's going on here? Something weird's about all of this. And again, I think Millie is a good person. I know she's a good person. But just imagine being a 29-year-old mom and you get tens of millions of views a week on YouTube and Twitter, and she's beautiful and she's smart, and then there's all these people that come around. And over the years, I know what those people have told her. Everybody goes at our employees and our reporters and tries to run them off. It's part of the Democrat psyop. And I learned to just ignore it. The secret weapon is just totally ignore it, be all about business. And as soon as gossip starts, I just stop talking to people. And that always ends it. But then something blows up like this, all crazy. And the main guy in the film that's this spook we're all supposed to totally trust says Roger Stone's the kingpin with no evidence. And then it's a film that we're promoting. And I said, you know what? They say that in the film. It's stupid. Overall, the film's good, though. I'll promote it. I'll just go with it. So go see the film where my partner, as he said, is the bad guy. And that's hosted on my website, but you can't get anywhere else. You know, it's the weirdness of being crapped on and then it being rubbed in, you know. But that's the celebrity culture. That's how all this stuff works, and it's just bizarre. And I don't defend Roger Stone because I've worked with him and I like him. I defend him because I defend the truth. I defend the truth. You know, Ezra Levant is very good at raising money. And he's a reputable, good guy that people try to take down, destroy as well. And we partnered with him to help Savannah out. And we said, you need to be the guy to raise the money for Millie. Because you delivered all the person to a great job. She raised $155,000. See, I'm under such attack that I wouldn't even raise that money. Because I'm the guy that pays the paychecks and pays the expenses and pays the travel expenses. I'm the bad guy. I paid for the film where Roger's the bad guy. You got to understand, that means I'm even worse. You understand? Ooh, Super Black Op, where I fund the film, you know, that I'm the bad guy and Roger's the bad guy. But that's just the crazy type of Easter eggs that people put into things. And that's just what I've got to understand. So I apologize for funding the film where I'm the bad guy. See, I could start going on for hours about this, but there are hundreds of radio stations picking us up that are tuned in to hear news and hear information. So I guess just the way to talk about this in general is there's a lot of sickness in society, and it's going to get worse because it's a spirit of evil and a spirit of delusion and a spirit of bearing false witness. And I've never tried to be a liar. I've never tried to hurt people that didn't have it coming. I've never made stuff up against people to hurt them. Because instinctively, I don't like lies. But I tell you, really now today, the truth matters everything to me. Because I used to go fast and loose sometimes and get all excited and say something that I went too far or that was wrong. But it wasn't a conscious movement. But now, I just value the truth so much that you know, it's not about us being persecuted behind the scenes, if I told you the stuff that's been done to us lately in association with this. But it's about people really knowing the truth. You know what I mean? Like, people really need the truth. We don't need to sweep stuff under the rug. We don't need to do things like that. But then there's another side of me that doesn't like infighting and things like that because that's the spirit of the world. So I go, well, I just better not go there. So I'm just going to get into the news. I'm going to cover all that information. I'm going to get to all this really shocking footage out of Portland of what mob rule looks like. And the Antifa are wearing security outfits, black uniforms to say security, and they're beating up a woman, and they're beating up the man. and they're robbing his vehicle, and they're calling themselves security and talking like they're cops, because that's all this really is. See, when you get rid of the police in America, you get communist police, and that's what it is men beating women up. It's Animal Farm. You know, George Orwell was a communist until he worked for the communists in the Spanish Civil War. And he saw that they were as bad as the fascists or worse because they were being accepted more than fascists. And he watched the stuff they did to people. They watched the stuff they did to people, and he just came back and said, this is unbelievable. He said, if you want to know what the future looks like under a Stalinist regime, it's a boot stomping on a human face forever. And that's what you just saw of your TV viewer, is they're kicking him in the temple with if I kick somebody like that, it'd kill him. And the guy is brain damaged right now, and they keep beating him, and then they say, you're a wimp, get up. He tried to run us over. And then it's like a woman looting the Louis Vuitton. She's going, I can't breathe. I can't. It's like a magic thing. It's okay, I'm stealing because I can't breathe. He tried to run me over. They grab his wife, beat her up. She begs for help while they kick him in the head and go, get up, get up. It's all like delusion. It's like saying Antifa doesn't exist out of Nadler's mouth. It's a religion of lies. It's like, oh, he's not hurt. We didn't do anything. Here, get up. Kick him back in the temple. And the guy was out driving around at night. He's a trendy. You know, he's got his girl. I bet she's got the job. I bet he doesn't have one. Just looking at the guy. Just guessing. They're out having a nice night. He's like, hey, I'm trendy. I'm with you. They're like, no, your ass is white. He goes, you're white. This is on the tape. They say, it doesn't matter. You're in a vehicle. And a vehicle is an enemy combatant. We're going to say you tried to run us over because we follow the Soros directive. Take that, crackerhead. You don't have cornrows. You don't have a fake white afro. Your head is short hair. Maybe you don't have a lot of hair. Boom! You're white. We're going to make our bones on you. There's no violence from the left. They're good people. And all they've got is each other. I mean, you think this guy's political, driving around in Portland at 10 o'clock at night? You see? And they just kept beating him. They just kept stomping him. They just kept attacking him. And he lets them beat up his wife, or his girlfriend. That's still not enough. Well, they beat the woman. And she's like begging him, like, why? Why, lady, you got blonde hair? You're white. And the white people are going to show that they hate white people. They're going to show their heroes. Here comes my hero. Nothing like beating women. And he'll be out. They'll all be out. They'll all get rewards. They'll get jobs for Soros. And they'll see you in that death camp. They want to be over you and your family.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not important for all the great radio and TV listeners out there, but the big picture of the worldwide COVID lockdown that is the post-human world that they're setting up and just how dire this is. I don't want to get us all caught up in all the little minutia. But I just got this article. I scanned over it. I'm going to read over it again during the next break, and I may comment on it. Because it's all they've got to file. Was it 7 Sandy Hook lawsuits against me, including people's names I never said are suing me? I mean, state law says in Connecticut and Texas you can't do that. And then they have this appeals court judge in Austin, Triana Banks, who literally is best friends with the Austin judge. And the Austin judge said in the first hearing, I think Alex Jones has a First Amendment, but he needs to pay for what he did to these families. Didn't do anything to them. The internet questioned the event because of all the hoaxes. It was never my identity. I barely talked about it. They obsess over it and use my name to keep Sandy Hook in the news constantly. And then they just constantly file stuff at the appeals courts on us and on what we're doing. And the way it works in Texas is you can appeal before it ever goes to court with the anti-slap, the frivolous stuff. And you can appeal it again before it ever goes there. And we're appealing all this because the law is very clear. But it hits this local court of appeals, and they're going to fry me no matter what happens. If they take over the Supreme Court, they'll do it there as well. So, obviously, I'm fighting for my rights. But you see these headlines that go up everywhere, constantly. Alex Jones, InfoWars, continues losing streak on appeals over Sandy Hook lawsuits. And then you read it, and it has no reflection in reality, and they use some three-year-old, four-year-old photo. And they do it over and over again because they want to shut us down. The establishment wants us off the air. And they know that the public has woken up to the establishment. And so their argument is, oh, Jones is secretly the establishment. That's right. You know, we had a great event this Saturday. I probably picked a park entrance that was too long to go to. Some people got overheated, but we went down and swam in the creek. It was great, great event. Maybe I'll play a clip of it next hour. Let's hit band on video. And I shook 200 hands at least. But I probably had 20 people ask me, you know, are you for real? What the hell does that mean? You judge a tree by its fruits. What are our fruits? The truth, a track record of steadfastness and supporting justice and standing up for everybody's rights and being honorable. But it doesn't hurt my feelings that people ask me that. It hurts my feelings that we don't have time to play games with this. You don't need to know if I'm for real. Of course I'm for real. Warts and all, I'm a good person. I love God. I love you. I love justice. But I'm not perfect. But I'm not consciously trying to do bad things. I mean, I like women. There's just nothing to lie about that. I like food. I'm a lustful person. That's about it. But the extent of the bad stuff. Got plenty of courage, plenty of will. But the thing is, it's not about me. The globalists are coming against us. World government is here. It's out in the open. Anybody can go read Event 201. Anybody can go read Bill Gates saying the lockdown never ends. Anybody can go read Operation Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation about setting up a planetary prison, a global police state. I mean, and the end of humanity as we know it, and the shutdown of the industrialized world to make populations collapse. Do you know what that means? I mean, I'm sitting here telling you this is going on. You can verify it. And then all the globalists do is change the subject to infighting, just like the race rioting and the divide and conquer. That's all empires do is divide and conquer people. That's all they've got. And then I watch, classically, that done to us over and over again by people we think are our friends, people that we've supported and financed and done everything for and done nothing but been loving and good, and then to have a knife stuck in your back over and over again, it just makes you sad for people. I'm not a victim. I don't feel sorry for myself. I wonder, how are we turning out so many twisted, screwed up people that don't know honor or justice or freedom, and all they know is betrayal and lies? The left ignoring all the real pedophilia and then making up the Me Too movement and having women go out and lie and say all these men did stuff to them. And then these evil congresswomen, Maxine Waters and others, running around saying we need to have all this violence. We need to go out and have civil unrest. Let's play that clip. Representative Presley, Anya Presley, always saying horrible stuff, had this to say.
Public outcry.
This is hit pause, not a problem, not a problem. Hey, hit pause. This is hit. Woo! Woo! Let's just hit pause. Start it over from the beginning. I want people to hear this. Here it is.
I'm looking to the public. You know, this is as much about public outcry and organizing and mobilizing and applying pressure so that this GOP-led Senate and that these governors that continue to carry water for this administration, putting the American people in harm's way, turning a deaf ear to the needs of our families and our communities, hold them accountable.
Well,
make the phone call, send the email, show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
And the arrogance and the way they get certain leftist black people, leftist women, and they put them up there And then they're all under attack and America's bad. Never a word about communist China, the death camps for Muslims, for Christians. No, no, it's all fake because they know America's weak and will roll over to them and go, I'm sorry, I want to be bad. I want to prove to you I'm good, please. And then every day, knockout games, white people being shot, stabbed, murdered, run over, pulled out of their cars, beat up. That little five-year-old kid got shot in the head. The media put out that his dad did drugs with the other guy, just made it up, and Twitter pushed it to the top, even though they knew it was a fake police report. Because they had to dehumanize that little white boy to get more killing going. Because if black folks saw that white kid getting killed, maybe they'd say, hey, there's just bad people in the world. Let's not blame black people. Let's not blame white people. Let's blame the individual. But they don't do that because this woman, she gets up there and she says, hey, we need more unrest. Well, you're getting the unrest. And if somebody's white, well, their wife gets drug out of the car, and then they run away, and then they get drug out, trying to drive around the crowds, trying to kill them. They're chasing the guy down the street, pulling their bikes in front of him. He runs in to a telephone pole, trying to drive down the sidewalk to get away, because they're out in the road, and they're screaming, don't run me over. It's like the video last week, where they're aiming guns in Indiana at the guy on the road, blocking him. He tries to drive around through a parking lot. They run, going, don't run me over. He's like 100 yards, running as fast as they can to get in front and be victims and jump on the vehicle. Oh, I'm a victim. They want to recreate that Charlottesville and be those heroes. Portland rioters viciously beat man unconscious after he crashes his truck, and now they're calling him a Proud Boy and all this made-up stuff. Go ahead and roll the tape. Girlfriend, beating her up. They tackle her from the mat, men attacking women. She deserves it, she's white. And taking a shot. And saying, back up, go back, back up down the highway, back down the road. Now they got him out, beating him, he just goes on, and there's like 10 minutes of this. Kicking him in the head, stomping him. Guy runs like he's kicking a field goal, kicks him in the head. And then they go on and say, get up, wimp, you're not hurt. And of course, he's really knocked out. Then they rob his vehicle. Now they beat his girlfriend up some more. He's just the scum of the earth, man. No souls, no empathy, no connection. Obese liberals. Imagine a bunch of black people and white people beating up a white guy. And now they're calling him a wimp because he's hurt bad. Reportedly, he's brain damaged in the hospital because they stomped his head a bunch. But there's more footage than this. I mean, look at the back of his head. Blood pouring out. Now they're laughing. Oh, screw you.
Is his airway out?
Find something in my car.
Oh, he's a faker. He's in a pool of blood. Blood's coming out of his mouth. We're so liberal. We're such good people. We're so good.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.